Busy, 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 and stressful life. How about we get started? Good afternoon, everybody. I know I've been gone for a bit, but it was for a perfectly good reason. One of my coworkers finished university recently, so he went back home to India for a bit, which means I ended up getting more hours at work. Plus, I had a lot going on at school too, like script writing, essays, so on and so forth. So I don't know if I'll be uploading regularly yet or not, but we'll just have to wait and see. Also, I was planning on a collaboration, though we're struggling to find a date to record due to my work schedule and the chances of me being called in. But with some time, I'm sure that I'll be able to get that episode out to you all. Anyway, enough with the boring old life stuff. Let's get into this week's topic, careers. There are many careers that one can go into, and if you're someone that enjoys writing, then you have quite a variety. By the way, I got this information off of a post on Instagram at The Tale That Never Ends. They will be credited in the description for the Instagram listeners. So, without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Number 1. Grant Writer. What they do. Research and complete grant applications to help organizations, often nonprofits, get funding and support and carry out their mission. Requirements: keen attention to detail and research skills. Average annual income, $66,381. 2. Speechwriter. What they do. Compose speeches to be delivered by other people, from company executives to organizational leaders to lawmakers. Requirements: the ability to write for oral communication with another person's speaking style in mind. Average annual income, $67,765. 3. Content writer. What they do. Create content meant to support a business, including blog posts, ebook, and white papers. Requirements: knowledge of search engine optimization, SEO, and the ability to write persuasively. Average annual income, $81,000. 4. Copywriter. What they do. Write language, ranging from phrases to taglines to paragraphs, meant to sell, explain a product/service. Requirements: write persuasively and understand consumer behavior. Average annual income, $53,184. 5. Technical writer. What they do. Prepares supporting technical content like instruction manuals and how-to guides. Requirements: attention to detail and the ability to simplify complex information. Average annual income, $78,060. Editor. 6. Editor. What they do. Work with writers to revise content and plan assignments for publication. Requirements: the ability to streamline content at both the sentence level and at a high level. Average annual income, $63,350. 7. Medical writer. What they do. Write medical-focused content for publications with places like healthcare organizations, pharmaceutical companies, or government agencies. Requirements: an understanding of medical concepts and the ability to communicate those topics to the average person. You may need to have a degree or a history of working in a medical field on your resume to qualify. Average annual income, $102,603. 8. Ghostwriter. What they do. Create content for websites or on behalf of individuals. Published content will either not have a byline or will show someone else's byline. Requirements: the ability to write for another person or publication's voice and adherence to style guides. Average annual income, $64,148. 9. Content strategist. What they do. Establish and execute a content plan to meet business goals. Requirements: cultivate a deep understanding of your business and audience. Average annual income, $76,400. 10. Social media manager. What they do. Create social media content, ranging from Instagram caption to LinkedIn posts, Facebook posts, and more, for a company or clients. Requirements: a strong sense of engaging social-friendly content and the ability to capitalize on relevant current events. Average annual income, $59,539. 11. Translator. What they do: translate content or speech from one language into another. Requirements: ability to speak and write in another language and make judgment calls when direct translations are not possible. Average annual income, $60,574. 12. Proposal writer. What they do: create documents intended to persuade others to invest in or support a project or business. Requirements: strong researching and organization skills and the ability to write persuasively. Average annual income, $67,020. And that is all from the post, though I'd like to add on a few more. It does mention ghostwriter. However, you can also be a published author as well. Their salary can especially vary, though based on what I've found, one can be paid between $15,080 to $127,816 per year. Though it also depends on the experience, such as contracts, sales, so on and so forth. There's also podcasting, which currently I don't make any money from podcasting, since I'm a minor and I don't have anything like sponsorships set up. But based on what I found, one can make $55,000 to $80,000 a year. But once again, it definitely depends. Finally, from what I can think of, there is also the choice to be a blogger. They make around $61,673 a year in Canada, on average, $54,368 per year. Now that we've gone through all that, how about we get this meeting to its conclusion? Check out my novels, Death Chill, Flame Rip, and Arctic Blaze on Amazon and Kobo, link in the description. Check out the Creative Writing Club Discord server in the description. Check out the Creative Writing Club Instagram at creativewriting_club. Check out my personal Instagram at dark_night_wolves. Let's try not to die to the distress of our lives.